There have been book burn going on in a minute or so. Tapers, relay broadcasters, and anyone else interested. Good evening, this is Reverend Bookburn. The show is called The Reverend Is In, and tonight is Love Night, and we got a lot of love in here. Gonna play a ton of tunes, gonna play some love and mush from all genres, some heartbreak songs, some nasty and filthy and revolting songs, and then some songs for those who are recently coming out of a relationship, plus some miscellaneous other tracks, all from a variety of genres. But since I am clergy, I thought I'd begin with a very sacred tune by Chinga Chavin. This is entitled Come Unto Jesus, a sacred tune. Lord, make this machine work.
Yeah, boys, folks out there in pornograph land, the old clock on the wall is telling us it's time to close again. So right now it's my very great pleasure to do for you a sacred tune from the Anal Robbers show for your listening pleasure.
Come unto Jesus.
The good Lord wants you all to know it's no sin to fall. We're friends and neighbors now, don't be shy when the sex urge comes to call. Just jump and suck, we'll lick and fuck. Have yourselves a screw on the big guy. That's just what the good Lord meant you to do. So remember, the good book says, love and let love. Well, cast those stones at sin. Bless you. Good folks here with us tonight. Lord have mercy, I don't mean to sermonize, and I'm not going to sell you prayer rugs. No, I want to talk to the ladies. Ladies, when it's getting late and that young fella you're with is a staring with a sexually satanic look in his eye, he's a breathing hard and You just know it in your heart that he's a trying to score. Well, baby, don't you be getting a headache and don't be saying this at that time of the month, no. Because love is a rare and splendid thing that comes once, so honey, open your door. And remember, the good book says you gotta love and let love. Well, cast no stones at sin. Right into your bed. Oh, when he finally gets you in, you've got to come for Peter. Come for Paul and come for Mama Mary too. If you come twice, Jesus Christ will bless you. Oh, he will. I'm saying if you come twice, Jesus Christ
gonna want to know why there's so much sin and perversion on the streets of San Francisco. Why the communism and lesbianism and pedestrianism and homosexuality and rock and roll music going hand in hand on a twisted path of debauchery? Why did Chris Christopherberg change his name? You know, the big picker don't want you to come a quarter time. No, and he don't want you to come a half time. No, and he don't even want you to come one time. Because just as sure as love is a four-legged word, if you come twice, Jesus Christ
will bless.
Have I ever Crush on you. My mind don't need it, but my body do. A little bit of loving and attention from you. Although we're only strangers, they don't need to know. I've got to come clean, I've got to come clean. Ooh, I've got a crush on you. I want to get serious right away. But I do, I've got a crush on you. What you doing today or any other day? So far away, but his eyes had a chauffeur, shows up every day. But I'll beat you in a corner, I'll really let you know. If I gotta come clean, I gotta come clean. Ooh, I got a crush on you.
Oh,
You heard Motorhead with Wendy O. Williams doing Stand By Your Man. The Clash did 1-2 Crush On You. Digger did True Blue. Ramones did Baby I Love You. And started off with Chingachavin doing Come Unto Jesus, a sacred song. This is Reverend Bookburn. The show is called The Reverend Is In. It's on live every Sunday night at RadioVolta.org at 9 o'clock to 11 or so, East Coast time, USA. And at Radio Volta, the show is repeat broadcasted Tuesday evenings, 7 to 9, also East Coast time, USA. And Wednesday mornings, 6 a.m. to 8 a.m. The Reverend Is In is also relay broadcasted live at atheistnetwork.com, where the show is repeat broadcasted Mondays, Wednesdays, and Fridays, 7 a.m. to 9 p.m., also East Coast time, USA, as well as repeat broadcasted, oh so appropriately, on Sunday mornings when the show is back-to-back with the great Hour of Slack. The Reverend Is In is also relay broadcasted live at two independent radio stations in the state of Washington, one in Olympia and one in Seattle. The Reverend is available for weddings of couples or groups of any orientation or lifestyle, including those from the transgendered or kink communities, outside or across the street from Catholic, fundamentalist, or any other Taliban-modeled theocratic churches. If you want to write to the Reverend, give song ideas, contributions to the future upcoming themes, feedback, or the Reverend's real love, good cartoons, write to Reverend Bookburn, care of Quail, as in Dan, Numbnuts Quail, the biggest fuckhead after Reagan and before George W. Moron Bush, Quail, Q-U-A-Y-L-E, Quail at sjcdc.org, and at that website, sjcdc.org, South Jersey Clinic Defense Coalition, you could check out an article entitled Theocracy and Sexual Freedom. Upcoming shows on The Reverend Is In next week, and it's still a go as of tonight. Live musical guests, The Midnight Creeps. Yeah, and you can check them out at midnightcreeps.com. And we've been hearing from their Doomed From the Get-Go CD the last couple of months. And they postponed from January, and February 20th was their idea. So next Sunday night, as far as we know, it's still on. Live guests, Midnight Creeps, from midnightcreeps.com. And I hope that happens. We'll have a backup plan in case they flake out. Dr. Susie's guests for her Valentine show last night flaked out. She had some incredible guests who did show up and some who flaked out. So we were corresponding today in cyberspace, and of course that just triggered all of the fears in my head. Oh, what if my guests flake out? But more on the Dr. Susie show later. We're going to do some readings for Love Night from her Ten Commandments of Pleasure book, and talk about her show as well. But next week, it is a go. Live guests, Midnight Creeps. Other future shows include Free SpongeBob. And the theme will be Free SpongeBob from the Clutches of Hysteria and Hate Mongers. Other future themes include the return of Lady Simone, the first bride on the show 1 year ago. So she'll be coming on around her anniversary, and she's no relation to an obsessive psycho stalker, Christian supremacist, male power freak. And in addition to Lady Simone, we will have a possible future wedding for a Cindy from WildflowerDesire.com, if they last. They're in a bit of a rocky road. Maybe tonight's Love Night will help them. And the return of the guest from last November's Thanksgiving show, the great DeMonica. And we don't have a definite date for when she'll be on, but DeMonica will also be returning. Future themes include the holiday traditional shows that'll be happening in March, Palm and Stroke Sunday, and Easter, what some people will do to get nailed. And of course, I'm going to say it way in advance, and I think there's going to be some special guests and some surprises this coming April for the Reverend's annual birthday show. And that'll be in mid-April. And actually, those are the new themes. And the themes to get around to whenever we get around to them. Recovery for propagandists when we deal with the 12-step monopoly and delusional higher power recovery systems, as well as the bullshit propagandistic uses of the word addiction, such as love addiction, sex addiction, porn addiction, internet addiction, television addiction, golf club addiction, and other mythical bullshit uses, misuses of the term addiction. We'll cover all of that for the theme Recovery for Propagandists, and that will have a possible live guest from the Reverend's professional world in his professional life as a mild-mannered social worker. And other future themes include three retroactive abortions for Barbara Bush, the official opening of the White House corporate brothel, psychotherapy for the Bush regime, the biggest fucking ill people in the head on the face of this earth, pubic property, in which we'll discuss sexual negativism and Puritan posturing from all walks of life, liberal and conservative, left-wing, right-wing, religious extremists, to groupthink freethinkers, to certain kinds of women's studies classes, sex negativism and Puritan posturing from all schools of thought, all ideologies, all walks of life. And that'll be a fun show, an informative show, and of course a hot show, pubic property, and keep sending the input for that. That's going to be killer, and so far everybody's input has been incorporated, so when we do get around to doing that theme, it will be worthwhile. And no definite date on the free SpongeBob show, because some people want to get in on that, so trying to figure out whether to do that alone or with a guest. And if the Midnight Creeps cancel next week, we'll do an anti-President's Day show. All of that is to come on The Reverend Is In. And in the course of the night, we will have book reading from The Ten Commandments of Pleasure, Erotic Keys to a Healthy Sexual Life by Dr. Susan Block. Tonight is something we do every year around what is called Valentine's Day. And I'm not going to read from that big, gigantic love book like I did last year, but I will read from Dr. Susie's book. And as usual, like any given time, the Reverend knows people on pretty much every sphere of the love meter. People who are happy, bedazzlingly, overwhelmingly doing cartwheels over their lover or spouse or significant other or whatever. People who are alone, or people who are in a situation that they're less than happy in, and on and on. So we are going to try to do a show for everybody. So whether you are celebrating with another person, or if you are celebrating with your hand or a toy or something that you inflated with air, all of that is perfectly acceptable. It is a show for everybody. And if you are a person, and the Reverend knows about three or four at this moment who are in the situation in which there is a lot of hurt or a lot of anger or both, we have some songs for you. So this really is a love night for everybody. And we'll have some songs so you can get all that shit out of your head. and get a few laughs in the process, and some comfort and some entertainment. And I would say that about 95% or more of the show tonight will be outside of what is saturated in this culture, for lack of a better word, and offerings in the corporate entertainment industry and in the corporate media. And even if you were from the underground music scenes or any kind of countercultural identity, there'll still be some stuff that is new for you and refreshing, hopefully. Let's see, cover a few quick things and then get into the show. We'll talk about the Dr. Susan Block Show later, because there's a number of things involved with that, and the abrupt cancellation of guests, something we talked about all day. We talked about the hysteria surrounding SpongeBob and whether or not Reverend Dobson from Focus on the Family really believes that SpongeBob is a gay. And I think the answer to such a question is obvious. Of course he is, or at least he's very sexual. First, you get a full body rub with that little sponge thing, and then, of course, the sponge thing goes in and penetrates, and, of course, afterwards, the sponge wipes up. So, yes, SpongeBob is very horny, but that's a good thing. And also, SpongeBob is very sexual, and that's perfectly acceptable. But does Reverend Dobson really believe it? I tend to think not. I think that the American Christian Taliban's leaders don't necessarily believe it. It's just that they have to resemble the Cold War hysteria pushers in the days of whipping up war hysteria and myths to justify the military budget and the weapons budgets and all that kind of bullshit. They need to push fear. They need to push hatred and bigotry. They need to push hysteria to keep their own fundraising machines and their own support bases whipped up, and not in a fun way. So he probably doesn't believe it. His legions of sheepish followers probably do believe it, and so we're going to do a theme on that unto itself. But on the show, we say that the hysteria is not so much about who they target as the bad guys or the evil people, but the fact that they feed and depend on the act of creating hysteria itself. And there's a lampoonery of that discovered this week by a book burner at the Borowitz site, which is borowitzreport.com. Borowitz is spelled B-O-R-O-W-I-T-Z, borowitzreport.com. And there's a lot of funny stuff on there. And if you click on Story Archives, you could check out their story on, well, it's not Focus on the Family like Reverend Dobson. It's Focus on the Flintstones and a report on why the Flintstones are gay. And I thought there were a lot of suspicious goings on. The Water Buffalo Club alone was a dead giveaway, and Wilma and Betty were pretty obvious as well. But regardless, you can check it out at theborowitzreport.com and Story Archives, and we will, of course, cover that at length when we do the free SpongeBob show. On the news this week, from probably one of the worst major outlets in the corporate media, CBS, alias Bush Butt Licker Headquarters. And of course, we mean no disrespect to people who actually are into butt licking, just like we mean no disrespect or degradation whatsoever to real sheep. On CBS, the Pope will miss the Hash Wednesday services, news at 11. And we thought, now, it's not enough that they're licking Bush's ass, they have to lick the Pope's ass, which is imagery this reverend doesn't need in his head, but it's news that the Pope is missing Hash Wednesday services. And personally, the reverend thinks there's nothing wrong with kinky perverts using their faces for hash resin to be smeared on it. I say, whatever your consensual pleasure with another fully grown human who's not in a coma, that's just fine. But is it news? In fact, I'm glad that they're being kinky with each other on an adult level and leaving the altar boys alone. But is it headline news? It seems hardly worthy. But to CBS, the Pope missing Hash Wednesday was big news. Happy belated Hash Wednesday to the book burners. And we have no birthdays to celebrate this week. However, we are saying happy anniversary to Mr. Scott, the computer security whiz, and his spouse, which is Wednesday night. And send in your birthdays too if you want acknowledgement on the show. More plugs, more news, more love content. A reading from Dr. Susie's book. We'll talk about Carol Queen's group. We've heard from them. The Sex Workers Art Show. The Heart of the Beholder film. And more when we get back from the next set of music. And yesterday, February 12th, was Darwin Day. So happy belated Darwin Day, especially to the AN listeners. And if you want to celebrate Darwin Day belatedly and get some of those cool Darwin fish emblems for your car or wherever you put stickers and different designs, you can go to Evolve Fish, which is one word, evolvefish.com, and place an order, maybe even a bulk order, in honor of Darwin Day. Motorhead is in the background, and the guys who did the radio show before the Reverend is in at the Radio Volta outlet, the On the Frontline show with Select a Sensitar, has assured the Reverend that this turntable does work, and if that's the case, we're going to hear some of the Reverend's vinyl, and some of this is excellent for Love Night. And I want to play a track by Tough Darts. This is a request and a dedication. It is from last November's Thanksgiving guest, Dee Monica. She wants to dedicate this to her two least favorite men ever, two power freaks, two lousy lays, two male power freaks, two Christian supremacists, and two evil men, but mostly two bad lays, according to Lady DeMonica, and the Reverend believes it. This goes out to those men. From DeMonica by Tough Darts, if in fact this turntable will work. This track is entitled Your Love is Like Nuclear Waste. Lord, make the turntable work, please.
Yeah. roll another blunt. Yeah. Okay.
La da 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 da. La da da. La da da da. La da da da. La da da da. Yeah. I was gonna clean my room until I got high. I was gonna get up and find the broom, but then I got high. My room is still messed up, and I know why.
Why, man?
Yeah, cause I got high. Because I got high. Because I got high. I was gonna go to class before I got high.
Come on, y'all.
Check it out.
I could've cheated and I could've passed, but I got high. La da. I'm taking it next semester, and I know why.
Why, man?
Yeah, cause I got high. Because I got high. Because I got high.
Go to the next.
I was gonna go to court before I got high. I was gonna pay my child support, but then I got high.
No, you wasn't.
La da. They took my whole paycheck, and I know why.
Why, man?
Yeah, cause I got high. Because I got high. Because I got high. La da 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 da. I wasn't gonna run from the cops, but I was high.
I'm serious, man.
I was gonna pull right over and stop, but I was high. La da da. Now I'm a paraplegic, and I know why.
Why, man?
Yeah, cause I got high. Because I got high. Because I got high. La da da. I was gonna make love to you, but then I got high.
I'm serious.
I was gonna eat your pussy too, but then I got high. Tripping. Now I'm jacking off, and I know why.
Turn the shit off.
Yeah, because I got high.
Hey,
because I got high.
Hey, do that over,
because
man.
Because I got high.
Come on, man. Come on. Come on.
Go. I messed up my entire life because I got high.
Go.
I lost my kids and wife because I got high.
Say what?
Now I'm sleeping on the sidewalk and I know why.
Why, man?
Yeah, cause I got high. Because I got high. Because I got high. La 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 da da da. I'ma stop singing this song because I'm high.
Present tense,
baby. I'm singing this whole thing wrong because I'm high.
Bring it back.
And if I don't sell one copy, I'll know why.
Why, man?
Yeah, cause I'm high.
Are you really high, though, man?
La-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da.
He really is high, man.
Shoop, shoop, shooby doo wah.
Get jiggy with it. Skippity bee ba. Oh,
change, and situations might change, but the truth is this situation
of you might not agree. But she probably likes a lot of misery. But think a while and you will see. Broken hearts are for assholes. Broken hearts are for assholes. Broken hearts are for assholes. What you gonna do? Cause you're an asshole. Maybe you think you're a lonely guy. And maybe you think you're too tough to cry. So you went to the grape just to give it a try.
And Dagmar,
without a doubt, the ugliest son of a bitch I've ever seen in my life
was his name.
One, two, three, four!
The whiskers sticking out from underneath of his pancake makeup.
Yeah, he was a beautiful lady.
Nearly drove you insane.
Let's talk about leather.
And so you kissed a little sailor.
Tex Abel, starring in the latest Shepherd's production
from Spain.
Sir Richard Pumpelo.
You sniffed the reeking buns of angel.
The tail of a demented bread boffer.
And acted like it was cocaine.
A fine whole wheat loaf.
You were dazzled by the exciting new costume of Coco.
Well, then on Tuesday night, Caesar's back in town.
In a way you can't explain.
Facing off the Holtz Bar tag team
and
grudge
so
match.
And so you worked the wall with Michael.
379 pounds of Samoan
dynamite.
Volcanic hell.
But you came back on Sunday for the gong show.
Thursday, two nights.
But you forgot what I was saying. Cause you're an asshole, you're an asshole, that's right. You're an asshole, you're an asshole, yes, yes. You're an asshole, you're an asshole, that's right. You're an asshole, you're an asshole. You can't live with what you've been through. Well, ladies, you can be an asshole too. You might pretend you ain't got one on the bottom of you. But don't fool yourself, girl. It's looking at you. Don't fool yourself, girl. It's winking at you. Don't fool yourself, girl. It's blinking at you. That's why I say, ram it, ram it, ram it up your poop shoe.
Cornhole!
Ram it, ram it, ram it, ram it up your poop shoe.
Fist fuck.
Ram it, ram it, ram it, ram it up your poop shoe.
Wristwatch, Crisco.
Ram it, ram it, ram it, ram it up your poop shoe. Don't fool yourself, girl, it's going right up your poop shoe. Don't fool yourself, girl, it's going right up your poop shoe. Don't fool yourself, girl, it's going right up your poop shoe. Don't pull yourself, girl, it's going right up your poop shoe. Don't pull yourself, girl, it's going right up your poop shoe. Don't pull yourself, girl, it's going right up your...
MDC doing Dick for Brains, Buzzcocks did Love You More, Jefferson Airplane did How Do You Feel, Frank Zappa did Broken Hearts Are for Assholes, Asylum Street Spankers did If You Want Me to Love You, Afro Man did Because I Got High, and started off with Tough Darts doing Your Love Is Like Nuclear Waste. This is Reverend Bookburn. The show is called The Reverend Is In, and tonight is Love Night. And we're trying to play songs for everybody, people in really spectacular, wonderful, loving, and hot situations, people who are alone or people who are getting past some really negative stuff. We're playing songs and coverage for all of the above. And we have the turntable working. I can't believe it. So we're going to hear some vinyl also that was brought especially for Love Night. But for now, let's read from Dr. Susie's book. Dr. Susie had the most incredible show planned for her Valentine show, which was last night. There were about a dozen planned guests, and what she does is she overbooks because a lot of people do flake out and not show up. And she was going to have what she described as porn's hottest married couple, that being Audrey Hollander and Otto Bauer. And so we were writing about that, and I was congratulating her and saying, that's going to be a great show. But they flaked out. The other guests did show up, but Audrey Hollander and Otto Bauer did not show up. And but they will probably be on a future show, because they were in communication for like a whole week, and we're really excited about going on her show. It is a fun show. It is, if you've never heard of it before or heard me talk about it before, it's audio streaming like the show, and it's also video streaming, and the internet audio and video is uncensored. It comes out of Los Angeles, and an edited version appears on cable television in Los Angeles and Hollywood and surrounding area, and it still does. It survived a censorship, a group of assholes called Adelphia Cable Systems, run by a crime family of Bush supporters, supporters of another crime family, the Bushes, this being the Regis family. And the father and the sons are all scumbags and corporate criminals. And they censored Dr. Susie, but of course, we're victims of the Dr. Susie curse. But the show is a lot of fun. The Reverend was a live guest in November 2002. It was a fun show to do, and the Valentine's Day show was awesome. And it'll be on for a while at Radio Susie, which is on her site, the Radio Susie 1 link. And her site is Dr. Susan Block, drsusanblock.com. And you can also get this great book that was given to the Reverend after his appearance on her show, after a trip to Los Angeles, The Ten Commandments of Pleasure. And the following is from that book. This is early into it. In the earliest pages, there are 20 pleasure principles to give and receive by, composed with care, passion, laughter, a little sweat, a few tears, a lot of orgasms, and the divine inspiration of the spirits. They are for all of us, couples and singles, conservative and liberal, radical and traditional, the young and the old, the hip and the geeky, deal makers and homemakers, professors and truckers, ministers and rabbis, priests and high priestesses, coppers, rockers, rappers, and grandmothers. They will give you pleasure. They will give you power. Most important, they will give you the power to give pleasure. The power to give pleasure is the greatest power you have. My husband Max and I have lived and loved by these commandments for almost a decade. They are simple, universal, playful, and like the original 10, they are powerful. Best of all, they work. Study them, live by them, love by them, and you have a very good chance of finding and actually staying in a romantic paradise, your land of milk and honey. And then there's a footnote under your land of milk and honey. The land of milk and honey is another phrase for the promised land. See Deuteronomy 6:3 in your Bible. It is first and foremost a spiritual paradise, but it is also, according to my own exotic, erotic interpretation, a sexual one where milk, male semen, and honey, female juices, are mingled in harmony and abundance. Alright, here's another part worth reading near the beginning. What is pleasure? Pleasure is being pleased, plump with satisfaction, full of joy, ecstatic, orgasmic, excited, aroused, yet at the same time secure, taken care of. In Greek mythology, pleasure is the name of the beautiful, beloved daughter of Eros, erotic love, and Psyche, soul. Pleasure is gratification, instant, delayed, or diffused. Pleasure is being in love. Pleasure is savoring lust. Pleasure is the smell of your primate's hair, the look in her eyes, the touch of his tongue, the taste of her skin, the sound of his voice whispering in your ear. Pleasure is petting. Pleasure is being stroked. Pleasure is laughing so hard your face hurts. Pleasure is being teased with love. Pleasure is physical, emotional, intellectual, spiritual. Pleasure is sexual. Pleasure can be peaceful and it can be dangerous. There is pleasure in power and pleasure in surrender. There is sometimes pleasure in pain. There is pleasure in being held tight in the warm, strong arms of your gentleman or the hot, wet womb of your lady. And there is pleasure in doing the holding. Our pleasures are as different as our DNA and as similar as our common ancestors, whom anthropologists believe lived and loved somewhere in Africa hundreds of thousands of years ago. The value of pleasure. Everyone, except maybe diehard ascetics, agrees that pleasure is nice and all, but isn't it far too frivolous a matter to require such serious injunctions as commandments? After all, pleasure is hardly ever front page news as pain and violence are. Pain is studied, broadcast, analyzed, dramatized, glorified, worried over. Pain is big business. Pleasure is something to maybe get into on the weekend after a full week of pain during your time off. What time off? To me, pleasure is very serious. And it should be to you too. Why? Pleasure is what keeps us going, literally and figuratively. It's not just good for us. It's good for everyone around us. The cultivation of peaceful pleasures quells the impulse to violence, something that could no doubt use quite a bit of quelling. And our bonobo cousins aren't the only ones to demonstrate that. This is from The Ten Commandments of Pleasure, Erotic Keys to a Healthy Sexual Life by Dr. Susan Block from drsusanblock.com. If there's time, we'll do another reading from that. And let's see, we have, in case you missed last week's show, a plea for support, i.e. money, from the very poor and broke financially website of the Pie Man at pieman.org. So check it out at pieman.org. And there's some interesting writing by Paul Kantner of Jefferson Starship, formerly Jefferson Airplane, on that, about his trips through American airports after September 11th, that is worthwhile. And let's see, we heard from Carol Queen. She's from the Center for Sex and Culture, which is the name of her website, centerforsexandculture.com. And that is a possible future live guest show when they're on the East Coast, and you can check out their forthcoming events at their website, as well as possible live guests from the Sex Workers Art Show, sexworkersartshow.com, and possible live guests from the now completed and premiered Heart of the Beholder film, which has been attacked viciously by the Christian version of the Taliban in North America, so you know it's a great film. Heart of the Beholder, which is at beholder.com. And let's see, and LaSara Firefox, also possible future live guest. And keep an eye open for her forthcoming book, Sexy Witch. Okay, there is some articles worth checking out. There's an article about Lynn Stewart. She's a radical attorney from New York. She defended a list too lengthy to even be able to list since the 1960s. Among her controversial defendants were some people who are like hardcore Islamics, and I don't even remember like who they supposedly were, but they were trying to say that she was guilty of aiding and abetting them. My skeptical meter, like a lot of people's, has been raised by such a charge, which is now a conviction. And in addition to all the great articles at counterpunch.org, as well as the links and pages they have with all kinds of poetry that is worthwhile, there's an article on the Lynn Stewart conviction by Jennifer Van Bergen. Lynn Stewart's conviction hurts us all. And that's at counterpunch.org. Great collection of Mark Fior animation at motherjones.com. Mark Fior's animation, the newest, is Crazy George's Accounting Service. But you can also get Right-Wing Ralphie and other hilarious animations. It's at motherjones.com. Mark Fior's cartoons and animation. Let's see, an online petition is happening right now from moveon.org, one word, moveon.org, to save Social Security. And you know what George W. Numbnuts, corporate ho Bush, is lying about and planning to do with Social Security. Well, the Save Social Security petition is at moveon.org. And definitely sick of talking and plugging. Let's see, when we come back, we're going to talk about the Jesus Sponge, which is a brand new holy contraception, and maybe some more Dr. Block readings, Asshole of the Week, and some more love, but have a whole lot of tunes, so I want to get back into that. There's probably going to be no overtime at Radio Volta, so every outlet that broadcasts the show, it'll probably end abruptly at 11 o'clock East Coast time, USA. So I want to get these tunes in, especially since I can also play vinyl. So coming up will be Love Dog by Ruin and Selena and some other goodies. But first, let's play the vinyl. A song by No Trend, which is a band from Washington, D.C. This song is entitled... Oh, where is it? What are we going to play from No Trend? No Trend. Teen Love. Play.
According to the current prefabricated
of circumstance. They had copied all aspects of their behavior from what they had observed in society. At the school dance, they were careful to exhibit only behavior which had been approved by their peer group.
alma. Me sigue por donde quiera con obstinación y por quererte olvidar.
the orchestra. And Mamma Mia, I'm a dancer.
It's been 7 hours and 15 days since you took your love away. I go out every night and sleep all day since you took your love away. Since you've been gone, I can do whatever I want. I can see whomever I choose.
Tell you that I'm a very moral, ethical, opinionated, conservative Republican woman of the highest morals and integrity. I stand for America and patriotism, and I lie down and spread for the same damn reasons. I do not suffer gladly any liberal bullshit. Why, I hate liberal Democrats. I loathe everything about them. In fact, strange as it is, I hate them so much that at times I find them irresistibly sexy. Sometimes watching them on TV, whining and pandering to all the special interest groups, like the poor, the minorities, the gays, the idiots in the middle class, makes me so mad that I become turned on. And the sweet juices of my rage flows like a river from my loins. I'm here to tell all you chaste and pure thinking conservative men and women to throw yourselves naked on the altar of George W. Bush and thank the Lord that he put this intellectual genius in office after the long suffering years under Bill Clinton's penis. Oh, this is Dr. Laura Hoare saying good day.
Oh, shit, man! Put out a warning when you do one of those, man!
Yes, it's that very special time once again. It's time for Asshole of the Week. And we have a special one. Sunday, February 13th, 2005 at RadioVolta.org, AtheistNetwork.com, and two independent radio stations in the state of Washington, one in Olympia and one in Seattle. Tonight, the asshole is Jeffrey Swartz from Southern New Jersey, North America. Jeffrey Swartz is from the Camden County Business Improvement and Development Organization. As covered on old shows from The Reverend Is In, in South Jersey, these corrupt, slime, business improvement district advocates and developers and devourers of a long traditional place called the Pennsauken Mart in the township of Pennsauken have been acting on their racism and their onslaught against numerous small businesses, many of them run by immigrants, to put up a Clear Channel arena and other monstrosities in its place. Their projects now failing, they are still walking away with multi-million dollar grants, and it is still profitable to these business improvement consultants, including former runner-up to Asshole of the Week, Lou Capelli, and other criminals who are taking these development grants, profiting by them, and exercising their repeated and demonstrated talent of manifesting their racism and screwing small businesses and businesses of immigrants. Jeffrey Swartz from Camden County, New Jersey, Business Improvement and Development Organization. You are Asshole of the Week. Hey, we lost the fart sounds, by the way. Oh, well, Timber, anyway. You heard Ms. Terry from RadioLeft.com doing Dr. Laura Hoare. Me First and the Gimme Gimmies did Nothing Compares to You. DOA did Let's Fuck. Flaming Lips did Do You Realize? Selena did Tu Solo Tu. Ruin did Love Dog. And started off with No Trend doing Teen Love. This is Reverend Bookburn. The show is called The Reverend Is In, and tonight is Love Night. And there is love here at Radio Volta. And one sleeping engineer, or almost sleeping engineer. And I am probably not going overtime at Radio Volta because there is another show coming on, namely Seclusiasis Radio with Starkey and Dave 79, and there's other shows at the other outlets. So at Radio Volta and AM And the Washington outlets, this show is going to end in about 15 minutes. And we are going to play even more tunes. I am happy to have vinyl back, and I want to play a song by Leapy Lee. So, let's see, I want to cut through the shit and just say that we'll cover this when we have the SpongeBob show. One of the American Christian Taliban types that harasses Philadelphia and South Jersey area clinics has a hilarious new sign that says, "Try Jesus, not abortion." And, of course, his message was clearly communicated that Jesus, obviously, is a contraceptive. And so we thought, since Demonica is always trying to come up with Reverend Bookburn stuff like books, video projects, CDs, I thought this could be the first Reverend Bookburn product, the Jesus Contraceptive Sponge. And, of course, it would have to be miraculous, but that's what we want in a contraceptive. So, Jesus Contraceptive Sponge, none of those little tail sperms get past the Jesus Sponge, even with those holes in his hands. So buy the Jesus Sponge, the reliable contraceptive, and watch him part the White Sea. And more on this, we will possibly premiere the Jesus Sponge when we do the free SpongeBob show. All right. Let's see. Final reading from the Ten Commandments of Pleasure. We'll do the credits and we'll get as many of these songs. There's about two sets worth that we can, and then we will end on time. God concluded in his Ten Commandments with the thunderings and the lightnings and the noise of the trumpet and the mountain smoking. I'd like to conclude mine by giving you a thundering and lightning lifetime orgasm, a smoking stroke of multiple pleasures that makes you trumpet your joys to the world. As the pioneering orgasm advocate and psychotherapist Wilhelm Reich said, "The pleasure of living and the pleasure of the orgasm are identical. I exhort you to go forth and give pleasure, give an orgasm, an eargasm, or a deep, sweet soulgasm to your primate tonight. Use the commandments in this book to guide you down the path of his or her many special pleasure points. Use them to find the bridges between your differences, then walk, run, drive, or dance across those bridges into paradise. Are you ready for paradise? Do all those pleasure points and all these commandments seem like a lot to follow? Are you ready for all this giving? Are you ready to share your life with another human? Is your beloved primate worthy or capable of receiving all this love and pleasure? Perhaps you're not even with anyone you would call a beloved primate at the moment. For one reason or another, most people will not or cannot follow all these commandments all the time. That's the reality of life. If you can't follow them all, don't worry. I won't strike you with a lightning or send you to hell. My organization isn't that powerful. But the more of these commandments that you can and do follow, the closer you'll be to your land of milk and honey. If you follow just a few, well, at least you'll get a trickle of milk and honey. Practice the bonobo way of peace through pleasure wherever you can in your life, but especially with your prime mate. Be wild, be free, but please be, ladies and gentlemen, practice ethical hedonism. Pursue, cultivate, and share the myriad pleasures of life, mental and physical, and try never to hurt anyone, including yourself. Remember, the power to give pleasure is the greatest power you have." The Ten Commandments of Pleasure, Dr. Susan Block, drsusanblock.com. All right, we'll do the credits and we'll play some final tunes. The Reverend thanks the following for assistance, information, or just plain inspiration to the following for tonight's Love Night Show. Thank you, Marlin, the almost asleep engineer from Philly Independent Media. Father Oblivion from Philly IMC. Lord Jesus, Kenny, Amoeba, Secret Chimp, Ed Gold, Ms. Terry, Everlasting Godstopper, Lady Simone, Cindy from WildflowerDesire.com, Lobo Red, the Reverend's friends from his professional life as a mild-mannered social worker, Lady Pixanne, Sister Anne Marie, Mephistopheles, Drusilla, Shelley, Pharmacy Joe the Limptic, Malik, Leanne and Tim, Holy Bloody Mary, Brooke, Justin, Mr. Zvi and spouse, Jennifer R. from Independent Media Research, Bipolar Bear, Mac Goddess and Family, Plantard and UK Bookburners, the European, Australian, Brazilian, Canadian, Lebanese, and now Portuguese Bookburners, all North American Bookburners, Hippie John, Heidi Helper, Heidi Planner, Sarah, Laerne, the Coffee Goddesses, Renee, Vampira, Dark Lady from darklady.com, Dr. Susan Block, Melanie from Dr. Susie Show and Elegant Angel Video Productions, Renee Bryant, Paul Krasner, ProChoiceLeg.com, all Clinic Defenders, Jennifer Hunter, DSI, Genevieve, Pie Man from PieMan.org, Full Circle Records in Blackwood, New Jersey, Wooden Shoe Books and Records in Philadelphia on 5th Street between South Street and Lombard, Joe Keithley and DOA from SuddenDeath.com, Mr. Scott and Family and Happy Anniversary, Tara, Jenna Egg, Crystal Hellcat, Biker Chick, Sandra Chica Caliente, Queen Agitator, Craig from Autistic Behavior, Christy Wan, Chelsea Elsie, Merck and Family, Arizona Dude from The Dead Milkman Show, Bonnie, Neen, Annalie, Nikki, Lonnie, The Lucy Pro Choice Group, Leah and Real, R-H-E-A-L from Beloit College, Inviters of the Reverend for a live appearance, Susie Lick, Julie the Deadhead, Dr. Feelgood and Family, Annie Oakley, Carol Queen, all of Radio Volta for enduring the theft of a radio transmitter and looting by Satan's sexual partner and community leader, Sister Bay. Bill and Mia, Diane Fornbacher and Family, D. Monica, the two Washington outlets that relay broadcast the show live, Dallas Blanchard, Michael Moore, Void Control, Midnight Creeps, live guests next week, midnightcreeps.com, all of Independent Media, and to Bush Liquors and Book Burners everywhere. Happy Love Night. Write to the Reverend at Quayle, Q-U-A-Y-L-E, Quayle at sjcdc.org. And next week, Midnight Creeps Live, if they don't cancel it. If not, the Anti-President's Day. Let's play some vinyl. We'll play The Damned and Leonard Cohen and Bongwater if we have time. But first, a song from decades ago by Leapy Lee entitled Little Arrows. Lord, make this machine work.
There's a boy, a little boy, shooting arrows in the blue, and he's aiming them at someone, but the question is at who? Is it me or is it you? It's hard to tell until you're hit, but you'll know it when they hit you, 'cause they hurt a little bit. Here they come pouring out of the blue. A little arrow's for me and for you. You're falling in love again, falling in love again. Little arrows in your clothing, little arrows in your hair. When you're in love, you'll find those little arrows everywhere. Little arrows that will hit you once and hit you once again. Some folks are run and others hide, but there ain't nothing they can do. And some folks put on armor, but the arrows go straight through. So you see, there's no escape, so why not face it and admit that you love those little arrows when they hurt a little bit. Here they come pouring out of the blue. Little arrows for me and for you. You're pouring in
Ladies and gentlemen, how do?
Okay, that was The Damned doing Love Song, and Leafy Lee did Little Arrows. Alright, this is going to be the final tune until the Seclusiastic show comes on and Radio Volta and the other shows come on and the other outlets. This is by Bongwater and is entitled You Don't Love Me Yet. Happy Love Night and Good Night.